Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent.
Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm Tawny Alvarez, your host from Verrill, and today our guest is April Paradee, HR Specialist at Bank of America. Today we're talking about investing in women. It's easy for an organization to say it's inclusive, but what does it take to attract and retain female leaders? We're going to spend today's episode understanding what Bank of America is doing to invest in female employees and female entrepreneurs. April, it's so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Tawny. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, I am very much looking forward to today's episode because you and I have chatted briefly before the show, and I think your story, your career at Bank of America is so cool and interesting. And I would love for you to share with our listeners a little bit of information about why did I reach out to you? Why are we talking about this topic? And specifically, you know, at a time when a lot of organizations are talking about inclusivity, they're talking about investing in women. But one of the cool things is Bank of America is putting their money where their mouth is. And that's not a pun, considering we're talking about banking. But give our listeners a little bit of information on your professional background and what you do at Bank of America.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So a little bit about me. Tawny, as you know, I'm currently located in the great state of Maine, where I began my career with Bank of America more than 22 years ago. I began my career at Bank of America as a customer service representative right out of college. And with the support of leaders within the organization, many professional mentors, and access to a variety of resources and programs, I was able to develop and expand my skill set and quickly able to move into various leadership and support roles across our company. I'm so grateful for those opportunities, to be honest. They allowed me to learn the business, increase my exposure, while giving back to the community where I live and work. And gosh, I will say the world was so much different 22 years ago. I won't even start to talk about my hairstyle. But today, it's almost unheard of for someone to stay with one company for their entire career. And I think the latest research suggests, on average, a person changes jobs or roles 12 times throughout their career. Which is one reason, Tawny, I think it's really important we're having this conversation today. I attribute my longevity with Bank of America to a lot of hard work, a little bit of luck, and the ability to work for a company that invests in our employees and where opportunities to grow professionally are virtually limitless. Today, in my role as an HR manager, I support employees across Maine, Massachusetts, and New York who are located in one of our operation centers. All of these employees have various experiences, needs, and career aspirations. And my work is focused on the employee experience, supporting the company's benefit programs and initiatives, manager support and development while mitigating risk.
See, April, I love that you focused in on one of the things that I do find to be so cool about you, which is the fact that you've had a full career at Bank of America. And the fact that it's Bank of America, I think speaks so highly about the situation as well, because in a lot of people's minds, I think they think big organization, you're just a number, you're not a person. And your experiences at Bank of America, the things that Bank of America is doing, I think prove the exact opposite of that. That you have gone from college as a customer service representative, all the way to the position that you're in now with a voice that's heard across the region and the ability to affect change. And that was one of the things that I was most impressed about the first time that we spoke, but also that I'm really excited about talking about today, because when we talk and when I talk to you, I can feel how the culture has changed who you are and how you look at this with so much passion. So, I mean, this goes to the heart of what we're going to talk about today, but what does it mean to you when I say investing in women, like as an individual, what does that mean to you?
I think that's a great question. And I would say with just over 57% of all women participating in our labor force, and Tawny, I think since the pandemic, that number has decreased for many reasons, right?
I 100% agree. And I know the statistics are all over the map about it, but I think just broadly, we can both agree that women in the labor force have decreased for a whole host of reasons, whether or not it's by choice, by necessity, or for any other number of reasons. But I think the data would 100% support that conclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about the participation of women in the workforce, I believe investing in women is absolutely critical to an organization's success. Absolutely. As women, we're driving change. And I think you sort of alluded to that, where we're increasingly educated, while research suggests that we're the sole or primary breadwinner in about 40% of US households with children. So for me, investing in women means understanding that evolving environment, what we've just talked about, valuing those differences, and actively providing support and development needed for continued growth.
I'm sure we have some listeners who are getting ready to turn the dial thinking that this is just going to be you and me going on a feminist rant about why women are so important. But that's not what today's topic is about. But instead, it's really about the fact that in order to have an organization that moves forward, that evolves, changes, attracts and retains talent, understanding that the needs of your employees are going to shift and differ, whether that's based off of age, experience, gender, parentage status, need to care for aging parents generally. I mean, all these things play a role. So even though we're focusing in on how an organization can invest in women, it really is part of that much larger diversity, equity, and inclusion discussion. And so when we talk about that topic, how is Bank of America responding and thus investing in women? What specifically is the organization doing that has successfully shown you that this is an organization that is committed to investing in women?
Yeah, the bank has a long-standing commitment to diversity and inclusion, which I think helps make Bank of America a great place to work. Supporting and investing in our women teammates, our clients, and our communities is part of that overall framework. I'm proud to say at Bank of America, women make up 50% of our global workforce and 32% of our management team, but that translates directly to our clients that we support and the communities where we serve. Through external partnerships, we've also helped nearly 40,000 women entrepreneurs advance in their business. But that's not all Bank of America is doing. We invest in our teammates, including women in many ways, which I too have benefited from. One I would call out is really the development programs for female leaders in our company, which one being our Women's Employee Network. This employee network boasts 36,000 members in 60 chapters dedicated to connecting, developing, and elevating women to enable them to make meaningful contributions both within our company and the communities we serve. In addition, we offer, in my opinion, best-in-class benefits and programs to support a diverse need of all of our employees across all generations, which you mentioned. to help manage the demands and challenges through all stages of life. This includes parental leave, childcare reimbursement, adult care services, and tuition and college admission support.
Well, there is definitely a lot to unpack in that list. And I think it's great to hear that we're not talking about, quote unquote, investing in women as just being, we attempt to hire more women and look at the makeup of our workforce, but instead that you have these very specific programs that are geared towards retaining talent and specifically female talent. For those of you who are just jumping on, you've been listening to HR Power Hour. I'm your host, Tawny Alvarez, and today our guest is April Paradise. She's an HR specialist at Bank of America, and today we're talking about investing in women. It's so easy for an organization to say it's inclusive and that it's creating an environment that's diverse and healthy for women, but what does it really take to attract and retain female leaders? And April just gave us a whole host of things that Bank of America is doing. And I won't say that we're going to spend the whole episode talking about it, but I do want to talk about some of the successes that the organization has had. And the first thing I'd love to jump into more is you mentioned the Women's Employee Network, and it sounds like that's potentially some form of an affinity group. And I know that a lot of organizations have attempted women affinity groups, and they have a variety of luck. Some fail, some crash and burn, some work with limited success, and some it provides this amazing platform for success. What are some of the reasons why you believe that Bank of America's Women's Employee Network Affinity Group works?
I firmly believe that D&I, diversity and inclusion, really needs to be part the core of what we do. And to deliver on the promise of being a great place to work, we have to create an environment where employees feel they have the opportunity to achieve their goals. For us at Bank of America, that starts at the top of the house. Our CEO chairs our internal global D&I council, which is focused on growing the diverse representation of our workforce, promoting an inclusive workplace, and also being a place where employees have the opportunity to achieve their goals. You asked about the networks. We have 11 total employee networks comprised of 325 chapters and 180,000 members. The networks are made up of employees who have a common identity, but also allies who support them. And I put the emphasis on other allies, because I think it's an extremely important part of our success. For example, Lead for Women, our women network, it's not only comprised of female employees, our male counterparts and allies are critical to the sustainment of this work as well. In addition, management levels within the all levels of management within the organization actively participate within our networks. Personally, I'm fortunate to currently co-chair the Lead for Women Network chapter for the Maine market. The opportunity to participate in this leadership role within this network really has elevated my career. I've been able to connect with all levels of leadership across the company. And over the years, I've been able to challenge myself, develop my professional skill set, and really contribute to the organization in a more meaningful way.
April, I mean, two of the things that you've just mentioned, I think, are so often overlooked, and I'm so glad that you focused on it. And the first one was leading from the top of the house. It's so great to hear how involved your leadership is in programs like this. Oftentimes we see affinity groups that aren't supported by leadership, by the most senior members of the team. And if it's not a priority for them, why would employees put time and effort into it? So that's the first thing that I love to hear and that I'm sure definitely has helped to propel the organization forward and those affinity groups forward. The other aspect aspect of it is the allies and making sure that allies feel welcome. And to me, the fact that you have allies who are actively participating in the organization says more about the culture that Bank of America has created than it does even about the program itself, because it shows that there's a culture that truly is open to all ideas, perspectives, and situations so that people truly do feel supported. So I think both of those aspects are something that we don't hear about enough. And I love that you've spent some time kind of focusing in on those two aspects. I have like so many more questions about everything that you're doing, but it is time for us to take a quick break. So for those of you who are joining us, you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm Tawny Alvarez, your host from Verrill, and today our guest is April Paradee, HR specialist at Bank of America. Today we're talking about investing in women. It's easy for an organization to say it's inclusive, that it has a strong DEI program, but what does it really take to attract and retain female leaders? If you are listening to this in podcast format, scroll back and listen to the whole first part of the show, because hearing what Bank of America is doing is so cool. And it's not just one thing that they're focused on. It's a whole host of different avenues in which they are attracting and retaining female leaders. Before the break, we talked a lot about affinity groups. But April, one of the other things that you had mentioned was a parental leave program that Bank of America has. Can you talk to me a little bit about what Bank of America's parental leave policy or program looks like? Because I'm sure a lot of listeners are saying, yeah, we've got one of those too. Tawny, you want me to come on the show and talk to you about it? In this situation, I think it's important to focus on, because you have at Bank of America taken it a step further than a lot of organizations.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I don't have children myself, Tawny, I know this is an important benefit for women and men in the workplace, as well as their families. To celebrate and recognize critical life milestones, the company provides time off from work to care for and bond with a newborn or adopted child. We currently offer 26 weeks of parental leave, of which 16 weeks are fully paid for eligible employees. So Tawny, I'd also like to share, the bank offers employees a family planning reimbursement program. If you've talked to anyone who has completed this journey, you know the expenses associated with family planning can be substantial. The program provides teammates with the flexibility to choose reimbursement for eligible adoption, fertility, or surrogacy expenses, up to a collective $20,000 over the life of their career.
This is a part of it, April, that like honestly gives me goosebumps, because, you know, as a mom, as a human, knowing the journeys that people have taken, whether or not they choose to have children, whether or not they adopt, whether or not they go through IVF or another form, whether they use surrogacy, whether or not they are a cat mom and dad, you know, whatever mm-hmm. their life choices are, the fact that Bank of America puts their money where their mouth is doesn't just say we support your choice, but also says we don't just support it, but we're also going to help you to achieve it, because everyone's journey is going to look different. And 26 weeks, I know it's hard. It's hard because a lot of other countries look at the United States and say 26 weeks. Okay. Yeah, we do that too, but we do it as a society. And here in the United States, unfortunately, societally, that is something that we haven't seen organizations provide. So to hear 26 weeks, 6 months of leave in order to bond, care for, you know, have a relationship with your family, with 16 weeks of that being paid, is just absolutely tremendous. And I know that, you know, right now it's late October of 2021 when we're recording this, and there's lots of discussions in Washington about what a paid parental leave is going to look like. And I think it's so cool that Bank of America is like, well, everyone can talk and maybe we have a federal program, but no matter what, our benefits are going to be that much richer than what the government's going to require of us.
Yeah. And Tawny, you know, just to further support, I think what you're saying around families come in all different shapes and sizes, right? And everyone's needs we've talked about are different through different stages of life. But I continue to hear feedback from employees about the impact of this particular benefit. And for example, I recently spoke with an employee who shared her parental leave story. She explained how she and her partner are in a same-sex marriage and her partner carried the child, but she was eligible to take advantage of the parental leave program to spend time and to bond with her newborn child. I just think that's fantastic.
I 100% agree. And I'm sure that some listeners are saying, well, is this really a benefit to women? Isn't it just a benefit to all of your employees? And they're absolutely right. It's a benefit to all of our employees. But something that we've seen during the course of the pandemic that has again solidified a cultural norm, and whether or not you agree with it or you don't, is that women are taking over the vast majority of childcare and household responsibilities. And I'm not saying that I agree with that. I disagree with it. I'm saying just statistically, that is what we are seeing. And when we're talking about that, you know, Bank of America isn't just there and helping when we're talking about the creation of a child or bringing a child into our home, but it sounds like they're there for the whole entire journey. I mean, tell me a little bit about Bank of America's childcare reimbursement program. And I'd love to talk about both the program as it stands now and what the program looked like during the height of the pandemic when schools were closed, when kids were at home and there wasn't a place for them to go.
Wow, these are unprecedented times. And we know that this pandemic really has had an impact on our teammates, but also our clients and our communities. It's a very important topic, especially during the health crisis. As part of our benefit package, we offer a childcare reimbursement program to help employees offset the cost of childcare expenses. Eligible employees are able to receive up to $275 per month per child for eligible expenses. Also, in the beginning of the pandemic, we quickly moved or transitioned 85% of our employees to work from home. It was very clear early in the transition how critical available childcare was going to be in this environment and to our overall success. So to support those employees, there are three things I would call out. Really, one being our ongoing support by providing 50 days of backup care for adults and children. And so, for example, if my normal childcare provider was unavailable, I could leverage the backup care benefit to identify other care options in my area at significantly reduced rates. two, I would say to help teammates with children who've been impacted by the health crisis, we expanded our backup care program to include reimbursement of up to $100 a day for eligible teammates who secured their own providers. So we know through the pandemic, it just didn't impact us as, you know, employees, but it impacted our childcare providers and also the number of children our providers could support. And so this benefit allowed employees to secure their own provider, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a family member, maybe that's home from college. And as expected, this was a highly utilized offering. It continues to be. Since the pandemic started, Bank of America employees used more than 4.5 million days of adult and childcare services, which is really a commitment of $400 million in financial support. So that really speaks to the depth and the need that we have today and throughout the pandemic. Lastly, Tawny, I would just say with everyone moving to a virtual environment, we also offer two virtual learning and support resources for employees and their family. One being the Bank of America Academy for Families. Think of it as an online hub that offers a variety of educational resources tailored to a child's age and need. Because who would have ever thought, right, as parents, that you're not only, you know, working a full-time job, but also having to play that role of teacher sometimes.
100%.
And then two, Thriving Families, through a partnership we have with Thrive Global, this benefit provides best practices and expert guidance through virtual training for employees and their families who are working, living, and learning all under the same roof.
No, I mean, talk about rich benefits, April. I mean, it's really great because this has such an amazing downstream effect too. When you talk about the effect that the pandemic's had on childcare providers, the ability for your team members to have kind of access to a financial mean to continue to provide financial support to this sector of the economy is so important. For those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to the HR Power Hour radio show. I'm your host, Tawny Alvarez, and today our guest is April Paradis, HR specialist at Bank of America. And today we're talking about investing in women, and we've focused a lot, April, in this segment talking about how much Bank of America supports mothers or parents in some format. But during the course of this discussion, you've mentioned adult care services as well. Talk to me a little bit about what that program looks like. And I presume for individuals who choose not to have children or need any form of child care or parental leave.
Yes. So, again, great question. And we've talked about the importance of supporting employees through all stages of life and career. And I think our childcare reimbursement and backup care programs support employees who are in a particular stage in their career or in their life, I should say. We recognize those needs change over time. I'm proud to share that we do offer a comprehensive adult care services program where eligible employees who are caring for a parent or another adult loved one can connect with resources, support, and expertise that can help manage those responsibilities. Some of those examples include senior care management, elder care law services, and in-home backup care, as we talked about just a few minutes ago. Actually, I have some personal experience here. I'm the oldest of three. My mom lives in Georgia and she's getting older and she recently began having some health issues and it became more and more difficult for me to help being so far away, having a full-time job, required work travel, many of these challenges that we all deal with. I was able to leverage the adult care services program to identify support and resources in her area and housing solutions should we need to relocate my mom back to Maine. I can't tell you how helpful this benefit was during a time I really needed support from someone with knowledge in this area.
I think it's so great to hear, and something that proved that Bank of America sees the whole person, that you are not just an HR specialist to them, but that you're a daughter, you're a family member, that you have these obligations outside of the walls of Bank of America. And I feel so often when employees are in need of resources, whether or not it's for adult care, whether it's for child care, whether it's from a health standpoint, it's at a time in which stress and the needs of our lives are at their breaking point. So having the resources available to employees in an easily accessible format, I just think is so important. And then to also provide financial assistance with that process is just so, so great to hear. If we jump back to, I mean, you gave me a litany of different things that Bank of America does to support female employees and truly invest in women. One of the things that you mentioned was a tuition assistance benefit. Is this just for our female employees, or is it for all of our employees? And how do you think it plays a role in the investment in women leaders?
Yeah, this benefit specifically is available to all eligible employees across the organization. But I think it does absolutely play a part in how we think about retaining key talent and specifically female talent. I think you would agree, Tani, probably the retention of talent is more important today than ever in this current.
100%. 100%. All of our listeners are saying, if we get them in the door, we can't lose them. So how do I keep them?
That's right. And that's right. So in terms of staying power, we recognize the need for employees to develop and progress in their careers. We believe by meeting employees where they are today, that's where we'll provide a variety of resources to help teammates grow in their current roles and also learn new skills. Through the tuition reimbursement program, we provide $7,500 annually for eligible undergraduate and graduate courses. But also, as you talk about continuing to expand on that a bit and how it impacts not only the employees, but their families, eligible employees and their children also have access to a free one-on-one expert to help navigate the college admissions and financial aid process, which I know can be overwhelming.
It's another situation where we talk about stress and just feeling overwhelmed. And here Bank of America is with another resource.
Right, right. And again, I think, you know, do we have all these answers in the beginning? Probably not. But it's really important to continue to evaluate, to continue to hear from employees what their needs are and how we can continue to improve what we're doing to support employees today. I said in the beginning, I believe investing in women means actively providing the support and development needed for continued growth. That's how we keep our employees, our talent, specifically our female teammates, with the company. The tuition assistance and college admission program does just that. It allows our women teammates to remain focused on their priorities while actively investing in their development and growth.
I love it. It's so great to hear. We are out of time. We need to take a quick break. But for those of you who have been listening, you've been listening to HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay. There's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetty's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm Tawny Alvarez, your host from Verrill, and today our guest is April Paradis, HR Specialist at Bank of America. Today we're talking about investing in women. It's so easy for an organization to say it's inclusive and that it's focusing on diversity, but what does it really take to attract and retain female leaders? April has spent some time talking to us about the things that Bank of America is doing in order to attract, retain, and help employees grow in this situation. Right before the break, April, you were talking a ton about growth, development, knowledge, whether it is assisting children in the college admission process, or it's for the individual themselves and increasing their knowledge base through undergraduate or graduate programming. One of the really cool things that I know Bank of America does based off of some of its advertisement is the Cornell Women's Institute. And at first, when I looked at that, I was like, well, isn't Cornell doing that? What role does Bank of America have here? But for those listeners who don't know what the Cornell Women's Institute is, can you share a little bit about what that program does or what the Institute focuses on?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've probably heard me over our time together talk about how we're investing in our employees, but also what that means is it translates to our clients and the communities that we serve. By investing in our employees are able to support our clients and also support our communities. And that's a really important piece of our framework. The Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship at Cornell is a collaboration between Bank of America and Cornell University to deliver an online learning portal that provides women entrepreneurs with skills, knowledge, and resources to build, manage, and scale a successful business.
So if I come to Bank of America, let's say, I don't even want to do a hypothetical, but let's say I'm not at Verrill, but I come to Bank of America looking for a business loan, right? How would the Cornell Women's Institute kind of, if that's a program that I'm also interested in, what does that look like? How does it relate to my loan application? I mean, is it, hey, if you do this program, you'll get a loan automatically, or is it more, like, what do I do if I want to participate in the program? Do I have to get a loan from Bank of America, or can I just apply to this program?
Yeah, absolutely. One is not dependent on the other, Tawny, for sure.
Perfect. So, perfect.
What's great about this program is that it truly is a partnership with Cornell for all women entrepreneurs. So it doesn't specifically relate to a relationship with Bank of America, but what it is an opportunity for all women entrepreneurs. You can register online for the program, certainly find out more information there as well. It's offered at no cost. The online curriculum was created by professors from Cornell and covers topics such as customer discovery techniques, legal considerations, funding options, communication skills. Just think about some of those important topics as a woman in business may need, again, to continue to manage and build a successful business.
Some of our listeners are caught up on two words that you said in the last minute and a half, and they stopped hearing what you said after that because they're not sure if they heard you right. Did you say it's at no cost?
Yes, the program is available at no cost.
So I'm a female entrepreneur. I don't have to have a Bank of America loan. I don't have to have a Bank of America credit card. I can go online. I can learn all of this. This information is free to me. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
I mean, I think that further just evidences where Bank of America is and its investment in women. We talk about putting money where your mouth is. We talk about what it really looks like to invest in women, but here we have Bank of America working with Cornell, but to create curriculum, policies, practices, things that women need and may not otherwise have access to, and they've taken away the financial barrier to the program. Are there opportunities in the program itself for you to connect with other female entrepreneurs through the program?
Yeah, so a couple of things I would say there is, I think the best way to learn more about the program eligibility is certainly to direct listeners to the website, which is www.bofainstitute.cornell.edu.
Perfect. And now what about if I am an employer who is looking to connect with people who have these skills? Is that still the best way for me to go about getting more information, or would connecting with someone at Bank of America make sense?
Yeah, I think the best place to start is, and maybe we can share that website or that link as well, Tawny, but to go to that website specifically, there's a lot of great information out there on how to get involved, how to learn more. I would say, you know, in addition, this program was developed back in 2018 and it continues to evolve over time. In the beginning, I think there were 30,000 seats available through this partnership with Cornell. Because of the success of the program in 2020, we increased the enrollment to 50,000 seats for interested women entrepreneurs. And most recently, we're working with Cornell to develop a Spanish language curriculum and hire Spanish speaking teaching assistants to more effectively support Hispanic and Latino entrepreneurs. I share that with you and the listeners just to say this program will continue to evolve. It really is an investment in our communities and in our women entrepreneurs and business owners. And we're really excited about it.
I am really excited about it to hear the different ways in which you're investing in creating a more diverse economy. And I don't mean that as to segments and industries, but that we have people in leadership roles who own, run, operate businesses who are diverse and come from diverse backgrounds. And providing this platform, providing it at no cost to individuals, and making sure that it includes curriculum that is helpful for different segments of our culture and different individuals and different backgrounds, I think is just so absolutely important. And it's exciting to hear, not just about what Bank of America is doing internally, but what they're doing externally as well with this program. Also, the downstream effect that many of the programs have, whether it's through the childcare reimbursement, whether or not it's helping parents navigate FAFSA and financing college, all of those issues is just so cool to hear about. So we are going to take another quick break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. We'll be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employee relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm Tawny Alvarez, your host from Verrill, and today our guest is April Paradis, HR specialist at Bank of America. Today, we're talking about investing in women. It's easy for an organization to say it's inclusive, but what does it take to attract and retain female leaders? During the course of the show, we've had an in-depth discussion about the really cool things that Bank of America is doing and ways in which they've found success in both attracting and retaining female leaders. And honestly, April is an amazing, I don't want to say spokesperson, but she's an example of how good they have done at retaining female employees. We don't see a ton of individuals with her level of experience, her skill set, who have stayed with an organization for 20 plus years. You know, April, I think one of the cool things about doing this radio show, about talking to people, it is hearing about some of their personal journeys. And one of my favorite questions is about how they got there. I mean, in most situations, we all have a mentor or a sponsor who's helped us get to where we are right now. Is there a female mentor or sponsor that you've had in your life that you think has really changed, whether it's the course of your career or your outlook on your career?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And to be honest, probably more than one. I feel like it takes a village. And I hope I give that back too, honestly, at this point in my career. But in addition to the development, advocacy, and education of women, I'm really passionate about the importance of building connections. And so to navigate a company the size of Bank of America, which you alluded to earlier, I often talk about the importance of mentorship and networking, both internally and externally. I can remember when I began having conversations about my interest in human resource management. I was, and I still am, passionate about people. I clearly understood the challenges of employees and managers, that what they faced based on my time working in the business, and I wanted to make a difference. as I started to develop my strategy to move from a line of business role to HR, the advice and guidance, my network, which I like to call my circle of champions, was critical. And to be clear, I had been building my circle of champions over the life of my career. It did not begin at the thought of changing roles or new opportunity. The most valuable advice I received at the time was to never underestimate the value of your education and experience. Become a master at telling your story and clearly articulate your transferable skill set. My lesson, whether you're trying to enhance your skill set or broaden your business acumen, increase your exposure, or advance your career, a mentor, a sponsor, networking is non-negotiable. Personally, I've been able to define my leadership style by listening and learning from the experience of those leaders before me and around me. I've been able to become a stronger HR manager by making those connections, learning about other parts of the business, and really being open to coaching along the way. When I think about when I started the company over 20 years ago as a customer service representative, I never thought my career journey would have led me here. I'm proud to work for Bank of America, where D&I and investing in our teammates is at the core of what we do, and it allows me to do the meaningful work that I love, Tawny.
See, April, that's one of the reasons why I always love that question at the end of the show, because I get, you know, those tidbits of information and advice, the things that you can share with other individuals who have had a similar path, who have had a completely different path, but who are at a time in their career when they need to step back and they need to think about, what am I doing? Where am I going? How am I feeling about what I'm doing right now? So that was such a great response. April, I have very much enjoyed our conversation and getting to know you and what you value and what you love about Bank of America. I mean, it's been obvious that this is a place that you feel comfortable, that you enjoy their culture, and not just enjoy their culture, but that you're able to share, I think, all of the reasons why you're passionate about Bank of America and what Bank of America is doing. So thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Tawny, thank you so much for the conversation, for sharing this with the listeners. I think it's such a great topic and so happy to be part of it.
Thank you again, April. You've been listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and WLOBradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the HR Tip of the Week.
And now, your HR Tip of the Week. Your HR Tip of the Week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tawny from Verrill. Last week, we discussed the importance of auditing wage and hour practices regularly, specifically as it relates to appropriate exemptions. Let's review the exemption that is most commonly misused, the administrative exemption. Often employers use this as a catch-all for salaried employees, but in addition to making at least $684 per week, under federal law, to appropriately be classified as exempt, the employee must have the primary duty of the performance of office or non-manual work that directly relates to the management or the business operations of the business. And their primary duty must include the exercise of discretion and independent judgment with respect to matters of significance. So not just discretion as to anything, but discretion as to matters of significance. If you have more questions concerning use of the administrative exemption, contact a member of Verrill's Employment and Labor Practice Group to further discuss.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.